It was at the Hilton Hotel, downtown Toronto, where I first met him. As an up-and-coming designer, I was attending an industry party that, admittedly, I had no business being at. How, you ask? Well, I finessed my way in under a media and press pass. So with a camera in hand and the sole intention of working the room, this was my version of working smarter, not harder. Don't get me wrong, I'd put in the work, 10 years to be exact, with small breakthroughs here and there, but nothing major enough to provide me the type of financial stability that I desired, that I deserved. And at the end of the day, you eat what you kill. I walked through the doors in a backless red dress, strappy heels and soft glam, an effortless look. I could see heads turned as I moved through the space, giving me the confidence boost that I needed in that moment. What I lacked in industry experience, I made up for in sex appeal, and I would have been a fool not to use it. The night proved to be beneficial. I got a lot of new contacts and a few promising conversations, and then I met him, the man who would go on to diversify the night's offerings. I was seated at the bar alone, and I felt a gentle touch on the small of my back. It was Kieran Bordeaux, a newly retired baseball player. The only reason why I knew this was because I had Googled the entire guest list the night before. He was a handsome man, athletic build. You could tell that he took good care of himself. After leaving the league, he became somewhat of a hotshot in the real estate development world. And he screamed money bags. So I played it cool.
Hey, is anyone sitting here?
You know, I guess.
I'm Kieran, and you are?
My name is Liv.
Short for Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
You drink tequila, Olivia?
I do if you do.
Can I get 2 shots of tequila? So what brings you here tonight? Are you an actress? Model?
No, I'm a designer.
Really? I've never seen you at any of these events. I would have remembered.
I guess you could say I'm new to this part of the industry.
Ah. And what were you hoping to find at tonight's event?
Contacts, opportunities, funding, that sort of thing.
I think I might be able to help. If you'd let me.
I'd be open to that. It was at this point that I knew I had struck gold, especially because I actually had a portfolio. There was no ego around my game. In fact, this would be the perfect setup. We went on to talk metaphorical terms and conditions with an undertone of flirtation and undeniable sexual tension. At the end of the night, the verdict was in. He wanted to take care of me, and I was fine with that. He mentioned that he had an early morning flight back to Atlanta and asked if I wanted to spend the night with him at his hotel. He then called a car and we shuffled into the back seat, me first, then him. This would go on to be our pattern, something that I could get used to. In the back seat, Kieran was the gentleman. He gave me his jacket to keep warm, then put his hand on my thigh, where it stayed until we pulled up to the front of the hotel. At this point, I was already wet, soaking in anticipation. I wonder if he knew. In the elevator, he held my hand, looked in my eyes, and then down to my lips and traced my body with his gaze, but didn't say a word. Once we got into the suite, it was ultimate luxury, something that I had never experienced but welcomed with open arms. He closed the door behind us, gently held my face in his hands, and passionately kissed me before slowly pulling away.
I've been wanting to do that all night.
He walked over to the phone and ordered 2 bottles of champagne. Then proceeded to take off his watch and begin unbuttoning his dress shirt. I went to unclip my shoes, and then he rushed over, insisting that he do it for me. He undid the straps of my heels and carefully slipped them off my feet before the bottles arrived. We sat on the couch, sipping, talking, kissing, and then sipping, talking, kissing. Soon enough, his hand was moving up my thigh, then between my legs. He shifted my panties to the side and teased me with his fingers while breathing into my mouth. I climbed on his lap, straddling him, and opening my legs further as he slid his fingers inside of me. I could just hear how wet I was. He pulled my dress up over my head, laid me on my back, and then kissed me from my mouth down to my stomach and towards my vagina before removing my panties. I placed my feet on his shoulders. Holding my hips, he licked up and down slowly. I watched his head move, guiding his tongue as it freely explored.
I love how
He reached up and gently rubbed my nipple with one hand while licking, circling, and sucking my clit. It took everything in me not to come. I wanted to enjoy the moments of pleasure. I spent the next 30 minutes on the edge of orgasm, so when it finally happened, it was intense. Kieran held me tight as my body shook. Getting up, he gently wiped me from his face. I could see the outline of his erection through his pants. The next thing I knew, we were in the shower, together, hot water beating on our bodies as steam filled the air. Our mouths connected deeply as hands wandered on each other's bodies. His penis was perfect, and I was more intrigued than I'd ever been. I got on my knees, taking my time to ease him into my mouth, and then towards the back of my throat. It was slow and wet. I looked up at him. He was in pure enjoyment, as was I. I paid attention to what he liked and what made him go crazy. So I focused on the head of his dick with soft kisses and then added tongue while stroking the rest with my hand.
I'm gonna come.
He held my head firmly, grabbing a fistful of my hair, guiding my mouth back and forth faster and faster. I could feel him throbbing, anticipating his release. Holding me in place, he moaned as his cum filled my mouth. I swallowed to keep up. His grip loosened and I used my thumb to wipe what was dripping down my chin back into my mouth, looking him in the eyes.
Fuck.
After the steamy encounter, we laid in bed together naked as he held me tightly, kissing the back of my neck. I knew that he'd have to be up in the next couple of hours to catch his flight, so I enjoyed his undivided attention while I had it. I woke up to Kieran quietly moving his bags, preparing to head to the airport. He walked over to the bed and placed his hand on my side.
I'd love to see you again if you're open to it.
I'd like that.
Here's my number.
He kissed me on the lips and let himself out. I woke up a few hours later to the sun shining through the curtains. I didn't have much of an appetite, so I ordered the fruit platter and picked at it as I took my time getting ready. Dragging my fingertips along the sideboard while enjoying an undoubtedly overpriced bottle of spring water, I began thinking about all the ways that I was going to use the $15,000 he left me to begin building my empire.
Our story is over and yours is about to begin. Let Best Vibe be the pen that writes to your every desire. Best Vibe is the world's leading online retailer of premium sex toys. With everything from dildos, tongue vibrators, and nipple toys, to lube and expert advice. They are a one-stop pleasure shop. Best Vibe offers free shipping on all orders over $69 with discreet packaging and an additional 20% off for our listeners. All links and coupon codes can be found in the show notes. www.bestvibe.com. What's your fantasy? Eligible in the United States and UK.